May Worth was born in a town called Bundaberg, but her real home was with the travelling circus. Her parents were acrobats, and when May was just 3 years old, she started learning tumbling, tight wire, and contortion. By the time she was five, she was ready for her first act. Townsfolk thought she was too young to do such dangerous stunts, but May was brave. "I'm not too little to do this," she thought. So she did. When she was 7 years old, May was adopted by Rill, a trick rider from the Grand Worth Circus. May's family were poor, and they thought it would be the best chance for May to have a happy life. Little May was sad to leave her family, but she quickly grew to love Rill and her new sister Stella. Every morning when May stepped out of her caravan, the smell of popcorn and sawdust filled the air. The clown stopped juggling and gave her a wink. The elephant balanced on top of a ball, and the trapeze artist swung through the air. May's heart sang. Best of all were the dazzling white circus horses. Sometimes, when the horse trainers weren't looking, May would sneak into the yards and give them crunchy red apples. One day, the circus ringmaster noticed May watching the trick riders on their horses. "You need to be strong to be a circus rider," he said. "It takes a lot of hard work, and it's dangerous. You're just a little girl. Do you think you've got what it takes?" "I know I can do it," said May. So she did. At first, May learnt all her tricks on the ground. She practiced flips and jumps on a white handkerchief to make sure she would land in the exact same place every time. She even competed with other circus children to see who could do somersaults over horses, camels, and elephants. Finally, the big day came to try on a real horse. Silver Queen, a cream-coloured pony, was brought into the ring. May held her breath. "I'm proud of you, May," said Rill. "You can do this." So she did. She leapt from the ground and landed on the cantering horse's back. There was no stopping her now. May grew strong and fit and felt ready to try more and more daring feats. "Now I want to do a forward somersault on a cantering horse," she said. "I've never seen anyone do that before," said the trapeze artist. "It's impossible," said the clown. That night, May entered the ring, standing on her horse. They started to canter. Lights and faces went by in a blur. May's heart was pounding. "You can do this," she whispered to herself. So she did. Barnum and Bailey's circus, the greatest show on earth, heard May was the only woman who could do this trick. They hired her immediately. May, Rill and Stella set sail for America. May had never seen such a magical circus. Everywhere she looked, there were wonders and thrills. She met America's finest trick rider. He agreed to show her the famous back-across stunt. May had to do a backward somersault from one cantering horse to another. No woman had ever done this before. But May knew it was only a matter of time before she would master it. So she did. 12,000 people came to see May perform every day. She was the star of the show. May's dreams had come true. But when May was 19, she fell from her horse. She was dragged around the ring as thousands of people looked on. Rill came to her rescue, loosening the harness that kept her secured to the horse. Would she ever ride again? News of May's accident spread. People from all over the world sent her flowers and baskets of fruit. Rill worried about her daughter and wished she'd take a break from performing, but all May could think of was returning to the circus. So she did. May was welcomed back with open arms. The elephant trumpeted, the trapeze artist did a flip, and Fidem the clown gave her a big warm hug. By the time May was 23, she was the greatest bareback rider of all time. She delighted audiences for many years to come, until finally it was time to share her stories. So she did.